The cause of death for two men who came to Colorado to hunt elk has been confirmed. Their bodies were found just a few miles from where their vehicle was parked. Ian Stosko and Andrew Porter were struck by lightning. KRCC's Brianna Heaney spoke with Arlo Perez Esquibel.
Bree, who were these hunters?
Stosko and Porter were both 25 years old. Porter was from Asheville, North Carolina, and Stosko was from Salt Lake City. And they had gone on a hunting trip in south central Colorado in the Rio Grande National Forest. They were in some pretty rugged terrain, but their family said they were really experienced outdoorsmen.
So when were they reported missing?
They were reported missing by very worried family members when they didn't check in with them at the time they had originally planned to. 10 days ago now, deputies from the Conejos County Sheriff's Office found their car at a trailhead with a bunch of their belongings.
Oh.
Yeah, like camping gear and backpacks.
Oh, and I imagine that that's how they knew early on that they weren't intending to be out there that long.
Exactly. So that set off a massive search and rescue operation with dogs, drones, and even a privately owned Black Hawk helicopter. Conejo County Coroner Richard Martin said that early on, there was no signs of foul play. And he pointed out that there was really bad weather the weekend they went missing. Yesterday, Porter's fiance posted on Facebook that the two men were killed by lightning strikes as they were trying to get back to their car. A colleague in the newsroom here confirmed that information with the coroner.
That's so sad. Bree, a surprising fact that I learned while looking into this story is that Colorado ranks third for lightning strike-related deaths. So can we learn anything from Stosko and Porter's story?
Yeah. While that might sound scary, I should point out that lightning strikes have only killed 24 people in Colorado between 2006 and 2023. So it's something that's extremely rare, but still dangerous, especially in the backcountry. Experts suggest leaving high-risk areas like mountainsides when you see a storm rolling in and coming down through the gullies instead of along the ridgelines. Getting below tree line should also be safer.
KRCC's Brianna Heaney, thank you so much.
Thanks, Arlo.